Have you missed us?
Hey, look at all that meat.
Or did you even notice our absence?
Hey, where are the white women at?
It's time once again for one of those old-ass episodes that was recorded like ages ago.
Well, fuck you!
Here come Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com.
Ahoy, sissy!
And Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Ugh, that was creepy.
With the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Welcome to the big show.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, except for that one time that he pushed out, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
I've pushed out more than one time.
I know you have, because you are a big poos.
Yes.
My sister Heather from Added Spam joins us once again.
Hola.
My wife is on the podcast yet again as well.
Hello.
Jennifer Carmichael of Poetry Fame.
Hello.
And T-Rex Can't Wipe His Butt, Justin Carmichael from Emerald.
Carrefour.com.
The Jewario. Jewario.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Say hi.
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 Say hi.
Hi.
Say it. Hi.
Say it.
Hi.
All right, go.
And you might be able to pick up Max. He's in his room, but he's supposed to be sleeping. But he's not. He's making noises through the baby monitor. So that might pick up. We might have some Max moments on this podcast inadvertently, and it's making my wife sad because she can hear him.
No, I was just noticing he spit up on my shirts.
And you like that shirt. It's one of your favorites.
He spits up on every shirt, so I'm used to it.
Yep.
Babies produce fluids.
They yes. sure do. You know what they do? They cry, and they do produce matter. Fluids and matter.
Yep. And some such and whatnot.
Yeah, if there is a constant...
It's a lot of echo.
Yeah, Derek
it's called reverb.
Apparently,
it you have a problem with it.
That's funky.
Yeah, Justin, I feel like I'm in a cave.
Justin, you have a problem with it?
No. I'm fine.
So, Justin, why don't you tell listener about your most recent fever dream? See, Justin, we've talked about the freak terrain before on the podcast, and Justin often comes up with his acts in fever dreams, and apparently he had yet another one, and I think he should be the one to tell you what his grand plan for about a year from now is.
Don't want to spoil it.
Okay, so what's
nobody's going to remember a year from now.
Oh, nice. You suck.
Well, it's basically for a magic show for Derek and myself, and it's to some pretty groovy music by Moby.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Moby
it's
is?
It's called a band?
No, I believe
no,
he's just
it's
one guy.
Just one guy.
Like
okay,
DJ.
So it's a singer.
Yeah, so, but yeah. But yeah, it's a whole magic show with Derek and me. And
what's your name going to be?
I was thinking Mobius.
I'm not sold on Mobius.
Mobius.
Wasn't that yeah.
Actually, I was
wasn't
thinking
that a
because
from
it's
Dr.
Moby. Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. Mobius. But
no, please welcome.
But it has the
Mobius.
But it's spelled
you
with the.
You could be Moby's dicks.
But
okay.
But
it,
sorry.
Wow.
Nice. Rock and roll.
You could be totally gay and call yourselves Moby's dicks.
That's right. Wow.
Just edit that out, please.
And then at the end, I just go, shuck it! No, keep
it. Good one, Heather.
I couldn't help it.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
She's crying.
I'm not sold on Moby's dicks either.
Oh, come on.
It's Moby's dick.
A little bit of magic here. We'll make it disappear.
Oh, my.
And reappear and disappear.
Whoa.
And reappear.
What is that?
It's Moby's dick.
Oh, it's two old queens.
Siegfried and Roy.
See, you've already got it together.
How about two old queens?
Two old queens.
Card magic from two old queens.
But it was Mobius was cool because it was spelled with that I with umlauts, the German B, and Moby, the U with the umlauts, and... yeah, it was very cool.
It's very cool.
This sick old Democrat tells Trump.
What about a Democrat?
He needs to edit that one. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's just a magic show that I had in mind and.
Well,
called Moby's Dicks.
That's right.
Two old queens. We can come out and drag.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Should be able to be part of the costume change, right?
Yeah. You'll change from you into Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Sweet transvestite.
Moving on.
Yeah, okay, so somewhere down the line, kids, Justin and I will be doing magic on the same stage.
Because magic kicks ass.
Because magic is only the willingness to lie. And I do that very well.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying magic, actually.
Yeah. Well, you've got yourself a little magic teacher.
Yeah, yeah. My uncle, who has actually been trying to teach me magic for the past 14, actually the past 24 years.
And up until now, you've said, look, old man, I don't want that crap. That's for homos.
Kind of like the way you took up golf.
Well, actually, my uncle and I never, we never really
saw eye to eye.
It's weird.
I'll tell you what really happened.
Yeah, we never,
okay.
VH1 had a reality show called Celebricadabra. Suddenly became cool.
And it was cool.
Yeah.
Jennifer and I were watching.
They had C. Thomas Howell on it. Doing it.
But he's not really a celebrity.
Yeah, it was all pretty much B.
He was hot as Pony Boy.
Oh, heck yeah. That's the only reason you watch that stupid movie.
It was B-rated kind of celebrities.
Sounds like it's on the F list. What the hell?
But he did some good magic. I mean, it was, yeah, him and, Hal Sparks of,
I hope Hal Sparks' comedy is better than his stage magic.
Actually, VH1 fame, and he was also in that gay
TV show. In the American remake of Queer as Folk, which was nowhere near as good as the original.
Oh, of course. It's never as good as the original.
Spider-Man 2.
He
was the guy
commented that he was a good... okay, yeah.
Cool Spidey outfit.
Yeah.
I see. No, I know who Hal Sparks is.
Yeah.
I do. Of Hal Sparks fame. Yeah. No, that's cool.
But yeah, it was a groovy show, and Jennifer and I were watching it, and this one group that was sponsoring the whole show called Illusionist.com had a special, and I got the special, and I got hooked.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So magic was no longer gay, and now your uncle will teach you.
No, it wasn't that it wasn't gay. It was just that I didn't think that I could do it.
Hey, my
and then when I
juggle.
Found out the secrets to magic, it was like, wow, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can fake it with the best of them.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a lot of dexterity, but, you know, once you know secrets to certain things, you know the secrets to everything. And it's just the same thing over and over.
Secrets to the universe?
Yeah, oh, it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I dig it. I love it. Well, I love it. It's taken 8 weeks of my life away. I love every moment of it.
8 weeks, you'll never get back.
Yep.
My uncle can juggle. Maybe he can be part of the act.
Yeah, yeah, I can juggle a little bit too.
Can we light him on fire?
Yes. Homeless people on fire juggling. My uncle's not homeless.
You know what? I don't think they'll let you set people on fire there either. I think they have a rule against that.
Yeah,
and I know Justin will be tempted, as documented in one of our previous podcasts. Yeah.
Set somebody on fire. Kill them, set them on fire, or kill
them
with a hammer.
Down.
Or
kill them with a hammer.
Yeah.
Smash it!
That's right. Are you really having trouble with that reverb?
That reverb is just weird.
You know what? Leave.
Get out.
What were we talking about we needed to cover here?
Oh, a story from Las Vegas?
Clowns in the house.
Tell the story.
All right. Thursday, Justin and Jordan and I were in
not
the house.
This Justin.
No. Collins,
the big galoot Justin of
children,
Colin's child.
Justin and Jordan and I were in the house, and all of a sudden Jordan started screaming, "Spider on the wall! Spider on the wall!" And it was a huge, huge spider, like quarter-sized spider. So Justin got it in a glass and stuck a piece of paper over it, and I told him, I said, "I don't care if you squish it or take it out, but it has to be away from me." So he took the spider away, and he put it outside. It was huge. And then, like, 40 minutes later, wasp in the house! And so
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
I looked at Justin, and I said, "You gotta get the wasp, because I don't do wasps." And I was like, okay, so I just kind of had to follow the wasp around until it landed on the screen door, and then I shut the glass door over it, so it was okay. But
it
spiders...
Was until
the next
somebody
person comes
in.
Yeah.
No, it was
and
gone by then.
And hungry.
But wasps and spiders are two of the things that I'm terrified of. And along with clowns, so I said, if I come home from shopping and there's a clown on the couch, I'm going to be pissed.
Clown in the house! So clown in the house! Get
Derek
some tissue!
Said,
get
clown
some
in
tissue!
The house.
You're seriously scared of clowns.
Oh, yeah.
I've never understood that.
They
freak me out.
Ant from Celebricadabra was scared of clowns.
Can't
see. I'm not scared of clowns. I'm just not that impressed by them.
Your tricks are shabby. Right. Go back to your clown college.
You're magicians that couldn't make it.
Except the old clowns.
That's right. Well, they have a college for them. You can earn a degree in
Ringling Brothers.
And actually, yeah, that's what Penn Jillette did, right?
And also Michael Goudal.
There you go. Yeah.
Michael Goudal. Michael Goudal.
Those are clowns of a different color. Those are
clowns of a different color. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's what you guys can call your ex.
But really?
Clowns of a different color.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah,
hey, well, you could even use your face paint from, you know, your.
So if I dressed up as a clown and sat here and did the pod with you, staring at you the entire time, would you really freak?
Probably.
Well, I doubt it because she knows you.
Didn't you see? Did you ever see Colin when he and Derek got dressed up for the Insane Clown Posse?
I don't think there are any pictures of that.
There are. There are.
You were in the paper.
There are no pictures.
There are no pictures.
These pictures do not exist.
That's right.
There is. This never happened.
I don't want to see them.
Clowns.
He was painted up like Shaggy Too Dope. It was Colin Too Dope.
Well, you were Violent J.
Yes, Violent D.
Violent D.
Violent D.
Colin Too Dope. That's funny.
Yep.
Wiki, I blame Pennywise for the clown.
Oh, yeah. He Panty was waist, a pretty scary clown.
Yeah.
Pennywinkle is your
Pennywinkle. That's what Jordan said. I'm gonna stick Pennywinkle on you, and I was like, "Well, that's not
like
scary."
Like Pennywinkle the clown. you blue animals, and I killed some people and dumped them in my crawl space and covered them with lime. It kills the smell of the dead bodies. Hi.
So no clown car. No Bozo the clown or no.
I think if you steal
Channel
their nose,
two, what's
then
his face?
They're rendered
useless,
powerless.
Much like Michael Jackson.
There was a clown on Channel 2 growing up in the 70s, and he had a gosh.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. He lived not far from here.
Bozo the clown.
What was his name?
It was Blinky.
Blinky. Blinky the Clown. Blinky the Clown's
Blinky,
fun
actually,
house.
His full name was Blinky the motherfucking clown.
Yeah.
And he lived just down the road.
Really?
Yeah. He lived around here.
Ew.
Yep. Ew. He wasn't a very scary clown.
He used to have candy for us all the time. And then he'd do a little private show.
And then he'd touch you.
Yeah.
Show me on the doll where Blinky touched you.
Let me show you my special puppet.
Yeah,
whatever happened to Blinky?
Well, he died.
No.
Well, you know, cirrhosis of the liver.
Well, then don't talk bad about poor Blinky. And, he's dead.
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm making this shit up, man. The only thing I didn't make up was, yes, he lived not far from where we're sitting.
Wow, that's cool. And so she met Blinky.
No.
Oh.
Did you ever watch Bozo the Clown on TV?
He already covered
WGN?
No.
He just used to peer at her from behind his drapes as she walked by.
Yeah.
He's going to beat you with his
like a
balloon
dark
cat.
Street
yeah, really.
With the squeaky shoes.
And then up pulls a little bitty car.
Was he a loper?
And oh my god, out of that little bitty car come 1,000 clowns. No!
With Blinky at the helm.
That's right. Doing his strip.
A little West Side Story.
Little rubber chicken. Dun, dun.
You can, it's unfortunately the dance moves Justin is doing doesn't translate well to audio. So yes,
West Side Story.
With
you
rubber
chickens
instead of switchblades. Yeah.
Since you're dancing, why don't you do a card trick on the air?
Oh. Pick a card.
Pick a card. Okay, I've got my card.
Okay, is it the Ace of Clubs?
Oh my god, how'd you do that? Oh fuck, your magic! Get away from me, you demon! You're a demon. That was the chair.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I blame his diet.
It was all the schnitzel.
I don't have a rim shot.
Oh, wait.
You don't have a rim job? What? What?
The rim shot.
That doesn't pay very well at all.
I really didn't.
Okay, now I think we've lost all listener.
You'd think so?
Uh-huh.
So,
15 minutes of that.
So, a couple episodes ago, we did an impromptu Name That Tune.
Right.
And because we had nothing else to
and
do.
Derek had Britney Spears on his iPod.
No, it's not my iPod, it's my iTunes in my computer.
You said your iPod.
Which
no,
makes
I said
it
my
better,
iTunes.
Because that means...
And,
so it's safe.
My wife, who's sitting over in the comfy chair in the corner,
hi,
bitched at me later after she... I've gotten every single one that you played that nobody got.
Yes, that's how I sound all the time.
On the bugger. So, here's your chance. We will once again put my iTunes on shuffle, and we'll play an impromptu
you
name that tune.
It
now,
up this
I haven't done anything since.
He took off all the bad stuff. There's
I have not done anything to my iTunes since then.
There's no journey.
No show tunes.
So, yeah, all the show tunes. In the show tunes category. So we'll for a little while we'll do it on shuffle and then I'll try to be a little bit I'll try to weed them out.
Try
and,
to be stealthy.
You kids, if you recognize the song, just shout it out. I think I recognize your voices and I think I know who's gonna win. So who's ready to play Name That Tune?
Me.
Ready.
Do we get a prize?
Pride.
Aw.
Pride and a
You used to give candy bars.
Pride and a swift kick in the ass. That was when I had a prize budget.
You did.
Prize.
But I don't have a prize budget.
I'll just
anymore.
Take Gurr.
Berman was almost president of the United States.
Good start.
I'll take Max.
W is for wagon.
What the fuck? When there's a wagon. Oh, God. Wood. Turn it off.
Made of wood.
Made of wood.
That's from the A to Z alphabet CD from my classroom.
That's right. Oh, my
God. Do I get a point?
Werewolves
where was the
London?
Oh, where...
Colin got that one. Colin got that one.
Right, it was a tie.
You gotta shout louder, Heather. Next time, smack him.
I will.
This is the song you thought you were talking about when we were playing the game earlier.
When I start making love,
stroking.
Stroking.
I hate this stupid song. Oh! Shit, it's gotta go a little further. This is the Wreckers.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna sing. Spooky ghost crap.
You're very close.
Spooky haunted house crap.
Again, you're
this
close.
This isn't vampire bat, no.
Oh, no.
Haunted house.
Who's there?
Who's there on the stair?
Beware, I hear somebody coming.
Sounds like they might be giants.
A little bit.
It's not, actually.
What is it?
It's Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the John Schwartz Trio.
How is Spooky is Ghost close to Mr. Ghost Goes to Town?
Ghost.
Tequila.
Tequila. Tequila. Jason Aldean.
Right, pal.
Lonesome.
Elvis Presley.
Are we supposed to say artist or song?
Doesn't matter.
Both of them.
This guy killed himself with booze.
Oh, I should know this from last time, right?
My real father.
A treasure of love is easy to find.
Yes, it's your real father, Colin.
That's
Clyde McFadder of the Drifters fame.
Awesome.
I don't think I've ever heard that song. Oh, one more minute!
Bah!
By who?
Weird Al Yankovic. Oh, this is a...
No rain, blind melon.
Yeah.
Wah, I got one finally.
Justin and Jennifer have been strangely quiet to this point. Now Justin is making
constipation. Is this Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No.
Constipation face.
This is Deo.
Oh, Deo.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Deo.
Well, isn't it from the Beetlejuice soundtrack?
Beetlejuice.
Stupid movie.
No, it isn't.
Goal!
Goal!
Don't I get points for that?
Volleyball!
I bet it's soccer, isn't it?
I don't think football. Justin wants to play anymore.
Football, Brazilian soccer.
Okay. St. Louis Blues goal horn.
New York Rangers.
Ah.
Name that score.
That's funny.
Is this Cirque du Soleil?
No, it's some hick-ass version of a Christmas song from one of yours.
Sure, it's got to be mine because it's a hick-ass.
Merry Christmas. Hark how the
bells swing. Oh yeah, Carol of the Bells. The Carol of the Bells.
By Dana Carter.
Oh, hey, I think that
Carter.
Was like
Can
a free CD that I got from my mom one Christmas.
Oh, I know you guys love this guy. You do.
Elton John?
No.
Isn't it the guy who wrote the songs for a Toy Story?
No.
Randy Newman.
Is this one of the monkeys?
No. It's Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, that's Wayne Newton.
Don't you walk so fast.
Oh, good lord.
Oh,
he sounds like
song.
A girl.
I hate it.
Sounds like Katie Lang.
Oh, shake it over. Oh, twist and shout.
Bye.
Who the hell cares?
Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
There we go. We each get a point.
There you go.
This is a country song.
No, you don't say.
Country song.
Well, what's going on over here?
Who is it, smartass?
Well, I know.
Winona? I don't know.
Because I'm looking at it.
Trisha Yearwood?
Shelly Wright?
Oh, Shelly Wright, yeah.
Chili Wright?
Yeah, because you can tell them apart.
Well, she's skinny
Paradise
and one
City,
fat.
Guns N' Roses! I know this song, man.
Ah.
AC/DC. Salty Balls.
What?
Salty Balls.
That's the one from South Park.
Big Balls.
This is Big Balls.
I know, but...
Yes. I know, got the biggest balls of them all.
Oh, Big Bopper. It's the wedding song.
Big Bopper's wedding?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it?
Wife? And then I started thinking about an old mole wigging at the pretty little gals I'm off in my hand. A homo probably. Dancing and a new role.
Right.
A homo dancing? What?
A hobo.
A hobo.
A whole lot of dancing.
And a homo dancing with his husband and wife.
Coasters?
Oh, no.
No?
The Stroll?
I've been in every bar. Is this Billie Holiday?
Nope.
Been
in every honky tonk. She was married to Dick Knight Train Lane. Been
trying to find Ella Jenkins?
No.
I don't know who it is.
Laverne Baker.
No.
Etta James.
No.
I've never heard this song.
And you're not going to stop until we guess it.
Oh, no. You'll know my daddy.
He's that trombone playing man. What's her name start with? Where is my
daddy? A D. Tell me where
is my daddy? With that big is the song title Where's My Daddy?
No, it's Big Long Sliding Thing by Dinah Washington.
Oh, Dinah Washington.
Big Long Sliding Thing?
And she's talking about her daddy?
Yeah, well...
It's a different time.
Her heart belongs to Daddy. That's right.
Another part too.
Oh, this is...
Is this that Beautiful World song?
No. When you're the best of friends.
It's from The Fox and the Hound.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So
much fun together.
Well, I caught that.
We'll do it again. Is it Journey?
Ding.
Oh no, it's Babe tonight. Make history.
Oh, Best of Times.
Best of Times. Yeah. That's right.
Sticks.
I knew it was Sticks. I just didn't have enough of it. You only gave me one beat. Crap.
Beverly Ballad of Jed Clampett. Mom cheated on this during that game.
My pappy said, "Son, you're gonna drive." Hot Rod Lincoln. But who's it by? Hot Rod
Lincoln. That's Oh God. I can see him in my
This mind. Is what Max used to kick to in my stomach.
Yeah.
Have you heard the story about the hot rod race with the Fords? And
who is this?
The pace. That story is true. I'm
here to say because I was driving that Model A.
I know who this is.
Commander Cody and his
Commander
Lost Planet
Cody
Airmen.
Lost Planet.
See, I don't have that one on my iPad. I have the other one. Oh. Is the
house is rocking.
Don't come a knocking.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Piano.
Do it.
Ha!
Papa Zah.
This song reminds me of Mom because she does it all the time. Papa Zah.
You gotta sing the jar
the
song.
The jar song?
Jenna Bill's jars. S for you.
Oh, Jim Daddy!
Jim to the rescue.
By who, though?
That's the Black Oak, Arkansas version.
I don't think I have.
You guys are just kind of sitting over there like, duh.
You're like, what the hell does Derek listen to?
You thought we were going to talk to you about stuff, huh?
I thought there was going to be good music here.
What do you listen to, you old queen?
Try show tune.
Well, 70s.
He listens to Moby.
70s, 80s? Yeah. And show tunes.
It's like techno crap.
I'm talking the Bee Gees. Why did it take us so long?
You're going to play Boogie Shoes by the Bee Gees?
Because nobody plays that beginning part.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No! It's... Hey.
Hey.
Never mind.
You can still say it.
It's gone.
Notice the lag that Derek has to find
something
that would work.
7 seconds. That's what it is.
It was Tonight by Leanne Rimes or some crazy shit like that.
No, that was not.
This is Indiana
Jones. This is Indiana.
The Indiana Jones theme song by Raiders of the Lost Ark.
By Raiders and the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Oh, no, no.
I know this. Hold on. God, what is this? It's driving me crazy.
And she don't mean maybe.
Oh!
It's Tonight by Charlotte Church.
Yeah, Charlotte Church, that's what it was.
Charlie Church. Hi, Charlie Church, how are you doing anyway?
I only listen to Carrick Fergus on that one.
Yeah, Fergus.
Yeah, that's the only song I listen to off that CD.
Tonight Show.
The hell are you doing with that one?
What do you mean?
Hey! Wait, I know the song.
You do?
Yep.
You do?
Oh, shit.
Come on.
No sugar tonight?
Yes.
Peanut butter and butterflies. I died in your arms tonight.
Cutting crew.
That's true. Oh, there you go. There was one right in your wheelhouse, Justin, and you said nothing.
And you got smoked.
You weren't looking. They were all looking at me, and I was about
smoked.
To say, but they...
Yeah. Take me home tonight, Eddie Money. And
you're smoking, you man. Smoking.
You are up against.
Do you want like a 5 second head start?
No. 5 second head start, like they give the reboot kids.
Can you feel the love tonight by the Lion King?
He's getting smoked.
Elton John.
Come on.
Oh, smoking in the boys' room.
No.
It's
not.
Somebody's gonna.
Never mind.
It's the Eagles.
Yeah.
Before the snaps.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone.
What the heck is.
Before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone.
It's Heartache Tonight, alright?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think this is 80s.
We're waiting on Pete to chop some more. Hacking and whacking and smacking. Hacking and whacking.
Butcher Pete Part 2 by Roy Brown.
Hacking
and
whacking.
That was right on the tip of my
head. Hacking, whacking, and smacking.
It's a song about Pete. Masturbation.
He loved that meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
That's just wrong.
I should play some Ivor Biggin.
I should. See if I got any. Begin. Yeah, this is great.
Do, 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 do. Oh, God, I hate this dude. He's the one that sings the chewing gum on the bedpost, right?
No, that's Lonnie Donegan.
This is Ivan
I was Biggin. Doing the Wiggin hustle and the Palais glide. I met a girl in big suspenders and her booze whams were stupendous.
Next. Bra size 45.
Oh, more Ivor Biggin.
I'm 37. I'm still living with me mum. I've no pals now my guinea pig's dead.
And he's not getting any sex.
Needs my room to grow mushrooms. So I suppose that it's time I was well.
I like this next line.
Now you don't sweat much for a fat lass.
You don't sweat much?
You've a rich mum and dad.
With the light right behind you.
You listen to some weird stuff.
This meaningful melody. Okay,
you're gonna let it keep going, huh?
He's grooving to it because he's a weirdo. He's a boy. Oh, is this the one where he says the slide to submarine?
No.
Oh, now he has to find that one.
No. That's okay. Get off this stupid dude's song.
What's wrong with
it? No, Wank the Yanker, this one.
No,
yeah. Yank the Wanker. What is it?
Wank the Yanker.
Hide the sausage, yeah.
Everybody's trying to do.
God.
It's better than the pogo, the shimmy or the boogaloo. You can do it by yourself, but it's much more fun with two. So come on everybody, let's go nuts and screw. And this is just what you do.
You gotta hide the sausage.
Come on.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna run.
Ocean of the ocean.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's sexual innuendo night here at WKYZ.
Yeah, is this your subtle way of telling us it's time to go home?
Show is over. Good night.
This is 60 Minute Men.
Yeah. Wait, there's a slow version of it, too.
Well, my baby gave a party the other night. The party was getting dead.
I think we've gone back to the
50s. I bought a piano in the corner.
Piano man?
Looked at my baby and said,
that was a pretty
baby,
good guess, huh?
Baby, let me bang your box.
Bang your
bang
box?
Bang your box?
Holy.
Got me. It's the darker side of Derek.
Yeah.
This is your influence, isn't it?
Yeah. You mean, did I cause this in him, or is he... No, I don't think so.
Wreck it and
blame. I know
this
song.
Those are the older songs were all from a compilation by Rhino called Risque Rhythm Nasty 50s R&B. I bought that years and years ago. There was
a couple... You are sick.
I'm not sick. I didn't write or perform those songs.
You enjoyed them.
Well, what's not to enjoy?
You really want to know?
Yeah. What's wrong with it? You prudes. Yeah, so, Justin, you haven't been back to Freak Train in a long time, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Jennifer, have you written anything recently?
I've continued to write poems and short stories.
Yeah, Colin, how's work going?
I'm actually...
Hey, Heather, how's Max?
Hooked up with another t-shirt company.
Me?
No.
He's asleep.
Yeah, okay, how's work going for you?
Sucks.
All right, well, we're out of time. Nathan...
That was
what are you talking about t-shirt companies there, Colin?
I found an email that I'd received like back in March that I didn't know that I had of a company wanting me to submit designs. They'd seen some of the work that I was doing, and they looked at my website and saw my portfolio, and they are interested in getting
Sweet.
My stuff printed.
Wow, look at you go. How much will you get monies?
It's $50 per submission, $100 when it goes up to a vote, and then if it's chosen for print... It's
$350 a shirt.
Or $350 a shirt, yeah.
Nice.
So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, good for you.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
It is.
How about you?
What,
How
me?
How are you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Are you?
Sure. Fine.
Looks like
Just
you're
fine.
Crying on the inside.
I am a crying on the inside kind of clown.
Clown in the house. No. Get a tissue.
Well, things are going fine. I don't have a blood clot or anything, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, he thought he might, actually.
No, actually, the doctor thought I might. I figured I was fine.
He has a fat ham hock for a leg.
That's what I've got. Yeah, I've just got a big fat ham instead of a leg. But, you know.
You have a cankle.
I had a cankle because my leg was swollen, yeah, but I'm fine. Thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
A cankle?
You got a big fat leg. Say, fatty. Say, fat ass, how's your leg, fat chops?
Why is one leg fatter than the other?
I didn't call you fat.
Why your leg fatter than the other? What happened to you, piano leg?
His What's legs up? Were like two tree trunks, That's standing right. side by side.
There you go.
What are these, saplings?
No, they're not. They're big, fat, swollen.
You would get that, but nobody else in the room
Yeah,
would.
Thanks for making a reference so obscure that nobody in the listening audience can pick
hey,
up on it.
Hey, listener would get it.
One of listener might.
One listener and some such and whatnot.
Are you making fun of Andy now? Making
no.
fun of the way he talks?
I like Andy's accent.
Candy's backwoods way of speaking.
I did not say he was backwoods.
Hey, no, it's actually he's not. He's from way up the mountain. He's
it's
up.
The
he's
Pennsylvania
from up
accent. I like it.
From where the air is thin.
No, no, that's where we are now.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Duh.
I said way up the mountain.
So his name that tune over.
Yeah,
I'm kind of sad. I liked it.
Yeah.
It degenerated into a mess.
Yeah.
I blame the DJ.
The sexual innuendo night here at WKYZ.
Well, here's how about we go around the room and I give you a record to talk up.
No.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Well, you know where not to start.
Okay, Colin, here.
That's where not to start.
Colin, you listen to the 80s music.
Time was up.
Here you go, Colin. Rock and roll.
What am I supposed to be doing?
Talk out, baby.
Talk what? Talk about what?
Introduce the song.
Intro the song, dude.
Well, I gotta remember what song this is.
This is Robert Palmer. Addicted to Love.
What she said.
The lights are on, but no one's home.
And I'm not getting the post.
Pretty much what's going on here.
Yep.
Isn't that the first verse?
You know what? I'm not a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. He just likes to make everybody else look like arses.
Okay. Yeah, that's my job. Okay, Heather M. Knight.
Yes. Heather... Hey, I know this song.
That's a good start. Son of a gun.
Hey, this is Afternoon Delight, and can't remember who this is, but now it's Heather's turn. Hit the post.
I don't know. Pass the ball.
Let me synopsize that. 92.9 KSBZ. It's the greatest hits of all time. Holy shit, I know this song. It's one of those groups. And Afternoon Delight.
Hey, but I hit the
she
post.
She did hit the post.
Yes,
I hit the post, and I knew when to pass it on.
It's the Starland Vocal
Starland
Band.
Starland Vocal Band.
Hit the post is obviously a term that...
It's where you end right when they start singing.
Yeah.
God, I hate that.
No
they're
pressure.
Very proud of it.
No pressure.
Well, it's
no
better
pressure.
Than yammering over the words.
So. True.
Here you go.
They've got to talk over part of
Heather
it.
Heather A-Night, are
is
you ready?
Is it one I'm going to know?
Hopefully.
It's 10:02 here on the Half Hour Power Hour.
Ah, I missed it.
No, you're
and,
fine.
Oh, what?
You
nobody's
were,
singing.
Well, you were fine until you started stomping all over it.
Started.
Oh, well, I'm supposed to say it in like 2 seconds.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I knew it was Ain't No Mountain High, but I didn't know who it was by. Do I have to say?
Gay and Tennessee.
You ready? You ready, Justin?
I'll give this a shot.
You gotta give me a better one.
And we need to do it again.
Do it again.
Hey, this is KEPZ, getting the hot tunes out for you. This is the Jackson 5. I want you all to have a great afternoon. Thanks. That's my time out of here.
You stomped all over that. Let me
yeah,
give you
I did. I
well, you should give us something that has a little bigger intro.
Well, here, I'm going to go back to you
and
for going this
boop,
one.
Boop, 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 me? You know, it's like, well.
Me or her?
You.
You. This is,
See, it might help if you let us know what's coming up.
It's Adrian by, Yeah, you gotta let me hear the song first, and then I can talk it up.
Well, I'll just tell you the title first, and then you can talk it up.
Adrian by,
He's gonna have a ton of editing for this.
No. Okay, you ready?
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
I'm not gonna even tell you what it is.
Okay. Hey, this is Jenny the Poet on Derek's podcast, and I'm not going to insult you. You know who this is.
Oh, yeah!
Enjoy!
All right!
Now that's how you do it, boys and girls.
She wins the ice cream.
That was awesome.
That was smooth.
Let's see what we got.
Can we just go back and name that tune? I don't like being a DJ. I'm too pretty for radio. You're supposed to laugh.
Justin, All Night Long, Lionel Richie.
Hey everybody, this is Justin here at KFAG, and I'm here to tell you that I love this boy and his big booty. This is Lionel Richie, All Night Long, take it with me.
I'll give you hit a bridge.
That was
wasn't bad. Not bad.
I like my call numbers.
Yeah, KFAG.
Heather... M. Knight.
Okay.
All jacked up, Gretchen Wilson.
I don't want to do this one.
She comes in right away.
Yeah, let me sit upsize that.
Hi, this is All Jacked Up by Gretchen Wilson. That's how you have to do.
99.9 KVUU. I hate this song.
I'm all jacked up.
Gretchen Wilson. I didn't say I hate the song. I said I didn't want to do that one. Mm-hmm. Pick another one for me. Mm-hmm.
Pick wisely.
You have chosen poorly.
Everly Brothers, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Okay.
Oh. Dream.
Dream. Dream. Dream. You suck.
I know. Chuck Berry's Nadine.
This is Heather Knight on Derek's podcast, and this is Nadine.
Bye. Chuck Berry.
That was horrible.
I know.
That was absolutely...
You kind of got to know the song in the intro.
I know, and I'm like totally not in like DJ mode.
5 past 10 on the big program. Hi, kids. This is Derek Knight. Sure. One of Chuck Berry's greatest songs, Nadine.
Oh, you stomped that. You totally stomped all over that.
The DJ showed us up.
You did.
You liar.
You did. He was already talking.
Talking. He was
singing.
Talking.
Whatever. He was doing his thing.
Justin. Yeah. Nice fucking ballad, Anthrax.
Fucking ballad? Is that really the name of the song?
Yes.
Well, then it won't be played on the radio.
Yeah. This is
NFB.
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 Enjoy it.
Okay.
People are going to think we're on drugs.
Yeah, they're going to think we've been drinking.
Who wants to do Naughty Girl by Beyonce?
By what?
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
It's 10:05 here on After Dark with Heather. This is Naughty Girl by Beyonce. I almost hit it. I started cracking up. I'm sorry.
That was really good.
Heather. Yeah. Colin.
What?
NXS needs you tonight.
Hey, everybody. It's NXS with Need You Tonight.
Hi, kids. I'm Colin. I don't really care to be here.
No.
But
no.
I'm gonna play a song.
It's gonna be a song.
I just need you tonight.
I guess I'll play.
Jennifer Carmichael.
Yes.
Nellyville Nelly.
This is Millie Vanilli. Kind of. You remember this scam. Enjoy.
Actually,
it's
I said
Nelly, but...
I said Nellyville by Nelly.
That'd be one messed up radio station.
This is Millie Vanilli.
I could have sworn you said Millie Vanilli.
I could have sworn you said Millie Vanilli too.
He just said it too fast. He said Nelly Go by Nelly.
Pushed it all together.
Justin. Name of the Game, ABBA.
Hey, this is the Name of the Game by ABBA. Ooh, enjoy this one, folks. I will. A lot.
Yeah, you've got a long intro for that one.
A lot.
It's the Name of the Game.
Like, you know. Okay. Yeah, that worked like
we could
really
do
good.
Podcast karaoke.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Or we could
really
just,
want to annoy our listeners.
Yeah. Or we could just you know,
drive listener away.
Cut it right here. yeah, you've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
This night. Your KRZQ. Voice in the dark.
Hey. Are you ever gonna see a new Indiana Jones movie?
Yeah.
You lie. I think I should just tell
this
you what happens.
Random attack, Dave.
That is.
You're gonna do it.
Actually, I meant to do it earlier, but
dude, you're a fucking liar.
You are.
Dude, stop fucking lying.
It's not gonna be in theaters
stop
much longer.
Fucking lying.
It's gonna
you're
be
gonna
gone.
Miss it.
It's gonna be.
I
gone.
Won't miss it.
You're gonna have to watch it online.
Nobody's gonna miss it.
Or I'm just gonna
he's
have gonna to tell
go
you
to the
what,
dollar
what
theater.
It is.
He'll have to wait until it's on demand.
He doesn't go to the dollar. Those are the real unwashed masses. He doesn't like the regular theaters.
He turned his nose down on those people.
No, I would be turning my nose up or looking down my nose at them.
Right.
It's so hard to be wrong when you're so used to being so right.
Hello? How are you?
Bite me.
Turn my nose down. I figured, Colin, you're my spokesperson. Just go ahead. Keep doing it. Why don't you end the show?
Hey, Derek, can I do no, like
yeah, that? You've never ended the show
why don't
before?
You end the show, smart
I don't need
ass.
To end the show. I'm good.
Hey, that's enough for Derek's podcast. Some cheese half-hour power hour. I hope you've all enjoyed this great hour that we've been doing this. My name is Justin. I'm from jewario.blogspot.com or emeraldhierophant.com.blogspot.com or...
Moby's dick.com.
We're so gonna get sued.
I'll be surprised if this airs.
Bye then.
Wow, that was...